relieving financial holiday stress. With Christmas only 9 days away, many are feeling the stress of this holiday coming upon them. I don't believe when Christians started celebrating the birth of Christ that all this consumerism and stresses were something that was intended. For Christians, this should be a time of celebration and joy of the birth of Christ, knowing that God so loved us that he sent his Son to come to this earth to be a Savior for mankind. It's a joyful time. It's a family time. It's fellowship time. It's a time of worship, peace, and love. Yet many feel the impact of the consumerism and the commercialization of this special day. They feel the pressure to outperform and outspend what they may have initially intended. They feel like they need to spend a tremendous amount of money buying gifts that might not even be needed, wanted, or even appreciated. Then only to look at the credit card statements at the first of the year to realize they overspent. If you did overspend and you really can't return items that might be unnecessary or perhaps too extravagant, what can you do moving forward to perhaps cut back on spending in other areas? Well, here are 10 money-saving ideas. Number one, stop stopping at Starbucks for that latte or frappuccino. Number two, cut back on the purchase of iTunes and perhaps listen to what you currently own. Number three, stay off eBay looking for those bargains. Number four, don't go shopping the day after Christmas to look for those special sales. Number five, consider delaying your home improvement projects for later in 2016. Number six, stop eating out and eat at home. It's actually healthier for you. Number seven, save on gas and let January be a stay-at-home month for the kids. No running them around. Number eight, how about cutting back on your cable TV bill? Do you really watch all those channels? Number nine, bring your lunch to work and don't eat out. And number 10, when you go grocery shopping, go with the list and try your best to stick to it. And I'm going to give you a little extra bonus tip here. Put all that loose change in a jar or bucket. At the end of 6 or 12 months, count it out and treat you and your family to a special dinner, whether eating out or making it at home. I hope you enjoy this Christmas season and that it will be a special time for you and your family. Have a Merry Christmas. Your organizing expert, believing in you.